Hey, what's up, guys? This is Mike from Chaser. You're listening to The Grind on punkradiocast.com.
Hey, this is Scott. My name is Chris. We play the band The Flatliners. You can check out The Grind on punkradiocast.com.
Yo, what up, dogs? It's Chase Brenneman.
And Bill Crook from Living with Lions.
And you're checking out The Grind on punkradiocast.com.
Yo, what up? Indeed, this is Chris serving you another volume of The Grind. Volume 101 is what we're at, and we've got a lot of stuff for you in the show today. Stacey Steele caught up with the Flatliners and Living with Lions at the start of the month in Calgary, and to find out what's new with them, so listen for those interviews, and that's coming up a little bit later in the program. We're also excited to have Mike LaDon from the band Chaser on the show today. We'll be going through every track coming off of their brand new 5-song EP that comes out next week. So we'll be going through that with him. The EP is called Action, and that's coming up really soon. Plus, last week we broke the news about a side project being worked on featuring members of Strung Out, Voodoo Glow Skulls, The Tank, and Pulley. That band is called R6 Implant. And today, we'll be getting 3/5 of R6i on the phone today, and we'll get them to tell us more about the band and their recent time in the studio. No From the Mailbox artists in the show today. We'll be looking at some more of those features in the shows to come. Hey, Vancouver Punk Rockers, if you're looking for a good show to hit up on Saturday the 16th, you should get down to Pat's Pub. $8 at the door will get you in, and you can catch some great bands like Raised by Apes, Loose Tooth, and The Rotten. All right, before we get to those guys from R6i, let's hear one from Voodoo Glow Skulls. This is Tell the People.
Quiet for another year.
Hey, Dally Man, how's it going?
Not bad, how are you?
Pretty good, dude, pretty good.
Got Ken and Jim there with me.
Right on. Okay, well, I think we're ready to go.
Awesome.
Hey, guys, welcome back to The Grind, Volume 101, right here on punkradiocast.com. We've got three dudes on the phone right now from a brand new band. It's a side project, a super group, if you will. First of all, I'll get you guys to introduce yourself, and then we'll talk about the band.
My name is Chris Daly. I play in Voodoo Vocals and now R6I.
My name is Jim. I play guitar, pulley, and R6I.
My name's Ken. I sing in the Tank and R6I.
If I was in the same room with you, I would say that you smell freshly like studio. You guys were over in there over the weekend?
Yeah, yesterday, in fact.
That's recording your eight-song EP, right?
Just we call it a demo right now, just like getting everything together.
Okay.
Yeah, more like a studio quality demo as opposed to recording your friend's basement or bedroom.
Yeah.
The producer's name is Eric Stenman. He's recorded all the Tank stuff, from early Tank stuff. Did some Deftone stuff, some Will Haven stuff. He's pretty well known in the industry and is just a really good friend. So. We have the opportunity to record this in a really good location with a really good guy, and so we're taking full advantage of it.
Well, it's all about the connections and friendships, right?
You know, that's why we do this, not only for the music, but, you know, we make a lot of great friends along the way, and a lot of them have lasted for many years, so it's cool to be able to do it.
R6I, what does the name stand for? I understand there's some sort of a Scientology reference there.
Actually, I would best that you look it up on Wikipedia, but the full word is R6 implant. If you look it up on Wikipedia, you get the full rundown. It's really it's kind of a read, so I mean, I don't want to take up the entire interview explaining it, but you can look it up on Wikipedia.
All right. What style would you guys classify yourselves as with what you've recorded so far?
Well, the original focus of the band was, I had songs for Pulley that weren't going to work with Pulley. Rob Ramos had songs for Strung Out that didn't work out with Strung Out. And the original idea was to take these songs, instead of just like forgetting about them, actually doing something with them. That's why we pulled this band together, just to put them into musical form. If anything, I would say the music is kind of like early 90s punk.
Nice.
That was the original focus, but I think it's going to, who knows where it's going to go from here.
Oh, exactly. That is pretty sweet. So being in a band sometimes is that in itself is tough to manage, being in a band and having, you know, your life in general. What kind of a challenge are you guys setting yourselves up for here, being in multiple other bands and starting this new side project?
I think the thing for all of us is, like, you know, basically just trying to, like, bide our time. You know, we all have our other bands that we're all involved in. And we, like, you know, we just try to, like, get a better time between bands. We don't want to take away our focus or our principal bands that we're part of. But I think when we initially decided to get together, I mean, it's just, like, kind of like the who's who of people that we wanted to play with. And it, you know, not only, I mean, do we, like, learn from each other and all that stuff, but, like, you know, it's also, like, helps us, like, really just keep our chops up and just, like, honestly, who knows what can happen 6 months from now. We're just all excited about just getting to the studio and making music together right now.
Yeah, it's very casual. Very casual approach. We're not, there's no big plans. We're just having fun.
And what's cool about it is there's no ego involved in it. It's really just, you know, five guys getting together, making some really, really good music. And, you know, we're just all excited about hearing the end result.
That's
the
wicked.
The thing about this band is that we've all known each other, like, you know, we've all jammed together, like, separately in our own, like, in our own times. And so, I mean, there's getting to know you period. It's, like, actually just kind of like already like five buddies getting together. Kind of like it's been more so a family than, you know, just a bunch of guys that just get together randomly through, like, Craigslist or whatever. I guess you just put some guys that are friends that are making music and making the best of what we have.
Good stuff. Now, what do you guys plan to do with the demo? Shop it around and see what kind of bites you get off that?
I think so. I mean, we have nothing to lose at this point, and I think it's more out of curiosity to see what we can do with it. You know, again, we're not putting our hopes up for, like, you know, the next big thing. We're just doing this basically the step right now is to finish this demo. And if we want to shop it around, we'll shop it around and we'll see what happens with it.
Nice. So what do you guys as other bands feel about this the side project? I'm sure you guys have known everyone in the bands for quite some time, so I'm assuming they're pretty supportive of it.
As far as my case goes, I mean, they understand. I mean, you know, I think any self-respecting band that's been around for such a long time is like a Voodoo Ghost, fully Strung Out, the Tank. We all know each other so well in our individual groups that we don't have to jam together every day. So, you know, it doesn't really take away from our band, take away from our principal bands that we're part of. We're just doing this when we have our free time to get together
and allow it. As far as what Coley thinks, I did play some early demo stuff for them, and I got nothing but support from them. I really liked it a lot.
For touring, once you get more of a chance, maybe playing some shows around the SoCal area and just seeing what kind of response you get from live music fans as well?
Yeah, pretty much. Southern California would be our first attempt. Again, we got a line of time, and if somebody's got a tour going on, we got to wait. I don't think we're ever really going to have a replacement people in this band. I think it's just going to be us, and if we do play, it's going to have to, all the stars are going to have to line up for us to get a, you know, to do shows, but we definitely want to do stuff.
Like I said, I mean, like, only time will tell. I mean, we all, like I said, all of our principal bands, like Strung Out's getting ready to leave at the end of this month. We do have a new album coming out pretty soon, and we're going to be touring, and all the several own projects that we're that we have going on. But as soon as like the time is right, I mean, luckily we all got together at the right time. We're not really doing too much of our principal band, so we're able to get together, write some songs, arrange them, and then able to go in the studio. We went in the studio yesterday, laid down a few tracks. We're going back in next Sunday, laying down a couple more tracks. And we just want to take our time. Basically, want to blow people away with what they first hear. What we come up with.
Mm-hmm. At the same time, I mean, there's some tours starting that, you know, that's going to take some time. We just need to make sure that while we're together, we're taking the best approach, that we're doing it right, and that we're not rushing anything. Because at the bottom line, when we finish with this, we have to be proud of what the end result, and we want people to enjoy it as well as much as we know we're going to.
And another thing also, there's already been internet buzz about this band, and so what we want to do with it. I mean, me being a fan of this kind of genre of kind of music anyway, I would be really disappointed if it was like, you know, there was like a haphazard product coming out from a band, from a bunch of guys that you, like Paul, like grew up idolizing.
Yeah.
So we want to basically make it, okay, wow, I expected this, but I did not expect it to be this big.
Well, it looks like you guys are laying the groundwork for an awesome side project. I think you're tackling it in the right way and not setting too high hopes for being able to put a lot of time into this right off the bat. And sounds like you guys have a good schedule set forward.
Yeah, totally.
Thanks, man.
Very sweet. Now, is there anything else you guys want to get out on the grind here on Punk Radio Cast about R6i?
Well, I mean, besides R6i, I mean, Jim has put some stuff about Holy,
I don't know if you guys are aware of it, but we recorded a 3-song, it's supposed to be a 7-inch,
yep,
as well as the single release. That should be coming out in June, and I don't have the exact date in front of me right now, but that's done, and it's ready to go. It's just waiting for release date. Again, it's going to be a 7-inch and a digital release.
And then the Tank is actually working on a new full length that will be released digitally as well as we'll see what happens with the last label we're on was in Japan called Bullion. And unfortunately, with all the chaos over there right now, that's kind of up in the air. But we're still going to pursue the full length and at least get it out released digitally and on our own label Glass Touches. So.
And as far as like visual clothes go, I mean we're putting the final touches on what will be our next release. Hopefully, be aiming for early summer. We're going we're doing a little mini tour starting in May on Cinco de Mayo, and we're just basically hitting like the southwest of the states. And then once the album gets released, we really don't want to tour until we have a new album release. You know, it's kind of like we don't want to be known as becoming a nostalgia act.
Yeah.
Strung Out has a perspective coming out. I've already heard a few of the remix songs, and it's kick-ass. And they're coming out with that, and I think in the middle of summer. And then they're going on tour with Face to Face for a good 2.5 months.
Great to see those guys hitting the road again as well.
Yeah, for sure.
Very cool. Well, just to go back to that play release, that is coming out on the 28th of June, and it's actually Edmonton record label Wins Lunch Records, and that's the grind, one of the grind's favorite Edmonton record labels.
Yeah, thanks for correcting me on that. I can remember the date. I knew it was in June.
Well, I'm sitting right in front of a computer, so I've got I'm cheating here.
Right on, hell yeah.
Beautiful
internet. Thank God that you're there and you have your chops up on that because I have no idea half the things my band does half the time.
Right on, guys. Well, thank you very much for taking some time out of your day today to talk to The Grind.
Yeah, no problem, man. Thanks for having us.
And when you guys are ready to unleash some music into the world, give me a call.
You know we will. You got it, buddy.
You'll be one of the first.
Very sweet.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you. You guys have a good one.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.
The Tank with Crystal Castles. The Grind right here on punkradiocast.com. We've got Mike Ladon from the Orange County band Chaser on the line today. How are you doing, my friend?
Oh, what's up, Chris? What's up, punk rockers?
So a little inside information for all the listeners. We've done probably about 15 minutes worth of our interview, and then Chris switches back to his record window and realizes that the button is not pressed. So,
oh yeah, that'll happen.
That's the magic of idiocy here at the Grind. But other things that we do bring you with the Grind is lots of awesome music, including exclusive preview, basically, of the brand new Chaser EP, Action. It's coming out this Tuesday, April 19th, on Felony Records. All sorts of different pre-sale package options you can check out. Mike, where can people go to find that?
Yeah, right now we're doing the pre-sale. We're still doing pre-sale for it, and we'll actually probably keep all the packages up even after the release date. But go to www.chaser.bigcartel.com, and that's where we have all of our EP, 7-inch, and T-shirt packages. We got a bunch of cool bundles up there, and it actually is available on two different colors of vinyl. It's on transparent red and black and yellow splatter, so those are pretty sick. Yeah, it's all limited edition, limited pressing, so make sure to check that out.
Very cool. Well, here's the title track off of that EP. This is Action, Chaser on the Grind.
It's time to go. It's time to start today. So much for the end. Don't be concerned, my friend. Now here we go. Right is on my time, but I'll make it time for you. Answer to yourself, only way will be true. Now's our time, the actions go. Action, here we go. Vision's going dark, just stay away till morning light. I'll be right here with you to have peace of mind. Never say the end, cause it's up to you, we can be fit. Life is the choices that we make. This is not the end, it's time to go. We come with numbers strong, a kid through coming on.
Just heard In the Veins, short little punk rock anthem there from Chaser. This has got to be your shortest song, hey?
Yeah, In the Veins is the shortest song we've ever recorded, I'd say. Yeah, definitely. You know, it's a fun little sing-along, catchy track. You know, it's a good track for everybody to sing along with this. We've got the woes in the chorus, and it's got the little chant going on. Yeah, fun little track to play live and stuff. We actually just shot a music video for it, too, which actually came out really cool. It's going to be released next week.
Oh, wicked.
So make sure to keep an eye out for that.
Let's get to another one. This is Take This Shot, previously unreleased Chaser on punkradiocast.com.
Take this shot and right on time. It played out different in your mind. Set your sights with vertigo. Pressure like nobody knows. And it's all I need. Losing my stability is all I know. Too far gone to let it go. I take my hits and move along. Face the world and set my song. Passion is a funny thing. It lets you see what you believe. And that's all I need. This shot with good company. And it's all I know. Too far gone to let it go again. So let it all go down. Until I hit the ground. Once again I can take this shot. Time with only one thing in my mind. Never sure how it'll go. Light it up, one way to know.
That was a wicked track.
Thank you. Yeah, that's one of our acoustic tracks on the album. And wanted to beef up the EP a little bit. You know, instead of just having the three B-sides, we figured we'd add a couple extra tracks on there. So I went ahead and recorded a couple acoustic tracks. And that was a song I wrote pretty recently, not too long ago. And I was thinking about putting it out like a solo type deal. But then I realized there's no point in that since I'm in a band. That's how I do things. So I'll just put it on this EP and you know, make it worth people's while. More songs, the better.
I love the way you think.
Thank you.
Here's another one from Chaser. This is Awake.
Oh, yeah.
Down into the sea. You'll see.
Solid track right there. That must have been hard to, besides keeping the overall concept of your last release, The Big Picture, that that song probably hurt you a little bit to sit on that for a while, hey?
Dude, seriously, we recorded these songs almost a year ago, and we didn't really know what to do with them, but I think they're some of the best songs we've written, so it's kind of a painstaking process to just sit on them, like you said, but yeah, these songs didn't end up making the Big Picture record based purely off for the reason of the lyrical content and the meanings of the songs. The Big Picture was kind of like a concept record, and you know, it had one central theme that all the lyrics of all the songs kind of tied into one another and had the same meaning in a sense. So yeah, these songs didn't make that record just based on the lyrical content of these songs. We just decided to hold off for a little bit and put them out in their own little individual EP. So yeah, we're stoked on it. We can't wait for this puppy to come out.
Very cool. We've got one more track from this EP on the grind today. This is Status.
Take what you're given, assume your final role. Follow. I'm sorry, my son, it's a world we'll never know. What is life? What is life? Used to say what we are anyway. Some get lucky and others decay, but don't worry, someday we'll be dust anyway. Yeah. Time away. the same. All of these people, 6 billion, want the same thing. Who are the fortunate ones? We all end up the same. What is life? What is life? It's a funny thing that you should ask. Just a series of moments that pass with a pat on the back and no reason to laugh.
Song, Mike?
Status is actually a song off our CD called Numb America, which came out in 2006, and it's the first song off that CD, and we thought it'd be a cool song to do acoustic, so we changed it up a little bit, did a little give it a little ska feel, upstroke type, you know, thing going on in the choruses, and it came out really cool, turned into a really pretty solid acoustic song.
Now, is that something you guys like to do when you're, say, playing live? Go back to some of your older material and then just kind of beef it up in different ways, or just kind of riff on it, just so you know, it keeps it interesting for yourselves as well as the fans?
Yeah, totally. We did that with a song came out on a little EP. We call it the No Hope EP. It came out in, like, 2003. There's only 3 songs on it, and, you know, went out of print real quick just because we didn't print very many. But there's one song on that called No Hope that became really popular. Favorite shows, so we ended up redoing that, and we'll probably actually release that at some point too, for like a rarities type CD or EP later on. But we always play live, and we change it up a little bit, so it's always fun to do that.
Cool. Like I said before, we were talking a little bit before I actually hit record, and we were reminiscing over last year's Punk Rock Bowling down in Vegas. I pledged to you, by the time the next year's Punk Rock Bowling happens, 2012, or the end of the world, whichever comes first, I will have our interview up with, I believe it was, I don't even know what time of the day it was, but we were all in a hotel hallway, a couple dudes from Chaser, yourself, and Cameron was there, right?
Cameron, yeah.
We had our buddy all the way from Australia, and I guess our newest Grind correspondent, Nick, the Ginger Ninja, taking along, doing the camera. Stacy was there.
Good old Nick.
And Dally from Voodoo Glow Skull is also coming up in the show a little bit later, talking about his side project. And a lot of booze, and I think I recall a streaking incident from Electric Turtle.
Oh, yeah. That's Brian's thing. He gets naked after he drinks a little bit. But, it's probably only like 3 in the afternoon. Everybody was hammered. And we were talking about just crazy, you know, nonsense, just fun, crazy stuff. And that's why I'm really excited to see that footage again whenever you get around to editing it.
Yeah, definitely.
I, I can't exactly remember what we were talking about. It was funny.
Well, I pledge to you and I pledge to the Grind listeners and viewers that we'll get that up there eventually.
Looking forward to it.
Right on, man.
Yep.
Well, anything else before we wrap it up? I guess I should ask you about your show last night. You played with Authority Zero and Eakin Is Dead, right?
Yeah, fun little hometown show in Fullerton, which is in Orange County. Yeah, man, every time we play with Authority Zero, it's always a great show. You know, our fans are fans of Authority Zero and vice versa, so it's just a really good community of punk rockers, and the shows always go off, man. So it was a blast. It was our new guitarist's first show, Mr. Blake Kardashian. So that was a good show to break him in, and it went really well. We actually started selling our new EP last night. So we kind of made like a release party type show for it.
Mm-hmm.
So that went over really well, and it was a blast. We all took shots at the end of the night with the Authority Zero guys and the Poor Habit guys were there. A couple of the local bands from this area. So
yeah.
it was a fun night. It was a party.
I imagine the Poor Habit guys are celebrating and consoling their loss of their van at the same time. That's fucking shitty.
Yeah, that's, you know, I hope those guys get instant karma.
Yeah, man. They've put out enough good karma that something, you know, something's going to happen with the van.
Yeah, but yeah, they're in good spirits last night, you know, considering what happened. They just didn't really want to dwell on it. So we ended up just partying and having a good time.
Sometimes that's how you got to do it.
Right.
All right, man. Well, thank you very much for your time today. And thanks, of course, for streaming the new Action EP
with
us here on The Grind. So one more time, where can people find that if they're looking to buy it?
Yeah, man. Check it out at www.chaser.bigcartel.com. So we have all of our killer vinyl and CD packages. We got some t-shirt packages and stuff, so check that out. And you can also get it off interpunk.com. Just search Chaser. And other than that, add us on the Facebook if you haven't already. It's just facebook.com/chaserband. Now we'll get all of our tour dates and updates, and we hope to see you guys out on the road.
Wicked.
We hope to see you up in Canada, eh?
I hope so.
See you, man. Definitely.
Do you remember the gold room? Watching planes. This is Stacey Steele on the Grind Punk Radio Cast, and I'm in Calgary tonight, and I'm hanging out with a couple of the guys from Living with Lions. Who am I talking with today?
Chase Brenneman
and Bill Crook.
How's it going?
Pretty good. It's fucking cold here right now.
Yeah.
And there's a train going by.
Yeah, it always happens.
It's not that bad. I mean, I thought the weather was going to be a lot worse coming out here, but it's not that bad. I did pack my big winter jacket, but I haven't had to bring it out yet.
So, you guys have just started your tour with the Flatliners and a whole bunch of other bands, I'm sure, along the way. So, tell us a little bit about the tour and how it just started. Where are you guys going?
Basically, it's just a little bit of a Western Canadian showage going on.
Yeah.
We dipped down to America for a couple days.
Yeah.
We're just on our way out to start a tour in America with a few other bands. So
sweet.
Yeah.
Which bands?
The tour down in the States is the Mansco Jamboree Tour. It's with a band called Fireworks, The Wonder Years, Make Do and Mend, Such Gold, and us.
And us.
It's an awesome lineup.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Got to bring them all up to Canada, I think.
Well, we're bringing Such Gold up to the Eastern in Southern Ontario.
Yeah, yeah. That comes later on in the tour. All in support of our record coming out May 17th.
Yes, which is called Holy Shit.
Holy shit.
And the cover looks like a Bible. I just wanted to drop that right now. I'm going to drop it like five more times.
Totally does. At first, from far away, it reminded me of an old Pearl Jam cover. From far away until you actually look it up close, I'm like, oh, cool, it looks like the Bible. So it's pretty stoked to see that.
Yeah, fuck you, Train.
Fuck you, Train.
Yeah, it does look like a Bible. We just thought that we liked the title Holy Shit, and then we thought it would piss people off. We made it look like a Bible. So
yeah, and I saw on your merch you guys have like a T-shirt that has a big poo on it.
Yeah, once people see the inside, they'll be even more offended. That's the beauty of it.
Yeah, I can't wait to get my hands on a copy.
Yeah,
be careful; it'll probably smell like poo.
And sound like it too.
So, what are we gonna expect from this album? Did you guys take the recording process a little bit differently than the first one? Obviously,
it was a real clusterfuck. I'm just gonna put that out right there.
Yeah.
It took us almost 8 months to do.
Yeah.
We went through a bunch of problems throughout the whole process. We lost a singer and a bass player due to different reasons.
Yeah.
And luckily, managed to have friends come in and good friends come in and join the band, mm-hmm. and we finished the record.
I like this new lineup.
It's great.
You very well.
I don't think we've ever been happier, and the record I think we're really proud of, because we didn't know if we'd actually be able to finish it, and it turned out really good. I'm really proud of it.
Yeah.
I think people will be pleasantly surprised, especially if they like the old stuff.
Yeah.
This is just better Living with Lions, pretty much.
Is it a little bit heavier, would you say, than the first one? Like a little bit less?
I wouldn't say it's heavier. I think that maybe we touch on some darker subjects. I mean, there's a couple parts that are heavier for Living with Lions, but
mm-hmm. yeah, darker subjects as in like goth. Gothic.
Yeah, it's like, you know, like, I would, like, compare this record to, like, that band Him.
Yep.
Yeah.
It just sounds like, you know, like, Creed singing and then lots of keyboards.
When we were writing it, we were thinking, what would Bam Margera listen to?
Yeah.
Yeah.
5 years ago. And that's how we wrote
the sound
the
you wanted to create for this one,
and
right?
I think we really hit it on the head on the nail.
The head on the nail. Two birds stone.
Get two birds stone at once.
Yeah. Where did you guys record it at?
We recorded at the studio out in a few hours south of Hamilton called Ducasa. It's like a brand new studio.
Uh-huh.
It just built. It's super, super nice. Way nicer than we were deserving of. Our buddy Dan Weston produced and engineered it for us.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was banging.
Yeah.
It was really, really cool. It was really, really fun. It was out on an Indian reserve. We were hanging out with wild dogs, and there was tons of ticks, and
nice.
We drank a lot of beer.
Did anyone get any ticks?
I got one in my leg. I pulled it out, though, before it got very deep.
Did you use the whole, like, match thing, or did you just pull it right
out? I fucking pulled it out.
Just pull it out.
That's what she said.
Wrong place, right time. We'll be right back.
So with this tour coming up, what do you guys have planned in the summer with festivals after your album's dropped? Are you doing another tour through Canada or through the States?
We have some things in the works, but nothing we can talk about yet.
Nothing.
Well, we might maybe do Europe this year in August, potentially. Who knows?
Yeah.
So hopefully it'll definitely be like a West Coast run down the United States,
right,
and maybe some European stuff.
You guys have made it to the Fest again for this coming
yeah.
year.
Yeah, Fest 10, the 10th year anniversary, yeah. We'll be there.
Yeah.
Drinking Four Loko and throwing things off balconies.
and then, I don't know, we're just, definitely the rest of the year we'll be touring like full time. So we'll be like, we'll pretty much hopefully be everywhere.
Yeah?
Pretty much hopefully.
What's it like touring with the Flatliners right now?
It's been really awesome. I know like even before I was in the band, and I know all the guys in the band, Lions before I was in the band, had met them before and played some shows, but we're all huge, huge fans, and it's been fucking awesome so far.
Yeah.
Like, they're super cool dudes.
Just like...
But the bass player's a fucking asshole and a white supremacist. So...
Whoa,
everybody else is a horrible person.
John, Phil just called you out, dude, on the grind.
He's a horrible guy, but the rest of the guys are great.
Yeah, it's been really fun. It's funny because like we've known those guys for so long,
yeah,
but never gotten a chance to tour with them. So
it's pretty exciting.
So to finally do it was just like, it wasn't even, you didn't have to go through that like getting to know you process. We already knew them so
yeah.
well, and it was just like good times right from the first day. So
awesome.
Good times, yeah, really.
I saw the show in Banff at Devil's Gap last night, and all three bands were really good, but especially you guys and the Flatliners. Just not a really great show, and it was a lot of fun, and we all enjoyed ourselves, and it was awesome.
That's
man.
How it is. We're always the best, and
so
the Flatliners.
If someone
the best,
was coming
always.
To see you guys for the first time, what would they expect at a Living with Lions show?
Fucking
swear words, beer, farting,
vomit.
Sometimes.
Tons of babes, tons of money, and fucking. Tons
yeah,
of
we like on our. We have this thing on our rider where we have a inflatable swimming pool full of $100 bills with girls swimming in it.
Yeah, and diarrhea.
And diarrhea.
Awesome.
Yeah, pretty much that's what you'd expect. That this is like, that was just like a mishmash of all this random shit that has nothing to do with that.
It's just verbal diarrhea.
The shows are always fun. I like to think anyways. We have a good time. So I'm sure anybody has never seen us can expect to just enjoy themselves.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, totally. What else can we talk about? I'm kind of totally pulling this half of it out of my ass.
We have a record coming out on May 17th.
Holy shit. Which you can also pick up on Shop Radio Cast, which is the Grind's sister station that sells merch and music and all that good stuff too. You can order it there, and you can order it. Where else can you order it from?
You can order it on Adeline.net, or is it .com?
AdelineRecords.net.
You can get our 7-inch there. We have a 7-inch that we just put out a couple days ago that has two songs from our new record.
Yeah.
And there's lots of poo-themed things. The vinyl itself is poo-colored, and the art has to do with poo.
So angry.
If you're a fecophiliac, you better buy 8 copies.
Yes. Rub them all over your body.
Yeah. Unfortunately, we couldn't get the extra money to make it poo scented, so
maybe next time.
Yeah.
You can do this scratch and sniff sticker thing next time.
Yeah, well, next time we'll take a diarrhea and dip the card in the diarrhea.
But I'm sure when you hear it, you'll shoot your pants anyway.
Yeah, you're gonna just say holy fucking shit, that was awesome, man. So.
Yeah, pretty much.
Awesome. Yeah. Name some good bands happening in Canada right now. You guys can pick up.
Oh man, Carpenter for sure. I'd list off. I'm sure a lot of people heard of them.
Gravemaker,
awesome.
Vancouver hardcore band. Amazing, doing
just
awesome.
Just talked to them a couple weeks ago.
Lots of my good friends in that band.
Yeah.
John McCrae just broke Edge, so if you see him, buy him a shot. There's a band I really like. They're actually a metal band. They're called Safe from Stone Eyes. They're from the Maritimes. I really, really like that band.
Japanther from Vancouver.
We've been playing that band a lot in the band.
Yeah.
I
really, really like their record. Their record is the one that we've been
really
playing.
Good.
Has been fucking awesome.
Which one is that one?
I don't even know.
It's
on
good.
Our iPod, I just fell in love with that band instantly. I know they're at the fest all the time. And, it's kind of shameful because they're right up my alley, but I just never really listened to them.
Yeah.
And finally got to hear them. They're really good too, so definitely that band as well.
That's awesome. What else can you tell us? Any other little tidbits?
I gotta go
little
pee
turd
so
nuggets?
Bad right now.
I don't know, I'm being pelted with snow.
Yeah, I know.
If anyone ever comes to see us, please bring us alcohol. That's all we care about.
Yeah,
pick up some merch.
Cold.
The merch is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Please, for the love of God, buy our fucking record and buy t-shirts and see us and buy us alcohol.
Yes.
The love of God.
Yeah.
It's been a pleasure talking with you guys tonight.
Thank you, Stacey.
We're big fans on the Punk Radio Cast and On the Grind, and we look forward to hearing Holy Shit May 17th.
Okay.
Out on Black Box Music in Canada.
Just heard Cold Coffee from Living with Lions. We recently just found some raw footage from Living with Lions that we shot back in Winnipeg in 2008. We'll be uploading that today to the Grind's website full set section. You can check it out, thegrindprc.com. We've got lots of full sets from lots of other bands as well. Just this past weekend, we uploaded some stuff from the Motherfuckers from Calgary, as well as the Inquisition reunion show that happened back at the New Black. We're going to keep rolling into Stacey's chat with Scott and Chris from the Flatliners, but first, the Common Collection.
We are the four horsemen of the rock apocalypse, leaders and saviors of the wild ride to oblivion and ecstasy. 1, 2, 3...
Flesh and blood. Stacey Steele on the Grind for Punk Radio Cast, and I'm hanging out with a couple of guys from the Flatliners. How's it going today, guys?
We're pretty hungover.
Mm-hmm. Water stuck in my ear.
Yeah, it was pretty. You guys were played in Banff last night at the Devil's Gap. I was there celebrating in the festivities as well. So tell us how tour has been so far. You guys just started a tour coming out from the U.S. and into Canada, right?
There's been lots of celebrating festivities.
Festivus.
It's been fun. We before this tour, we were home for a few months, so it was good to be back on tour. And this is like the tour of touring with friends, bands we've known for several years but have never actually toured with, which is kind of weird, but really cool. We did the U.S. leg with Dead to Me, who are a great, great band. And now we're on tour with Living with Lions, who are another great band. And after this, after we leave Canada, we meet up with Cheap Girls from Michigan for a few days. And all these bands we've known forever.
All excellent bands.
Yeah, all excellent bands. But never actually done like legit tours with them before until now. So it's pretty cool.
With them.
Yeah, pretty much. Like we'd see them if they were in town when we were home, or you know, vice versa, or like see them like at festivals or like shows we'd all kind of play together, but never actually toured together.
I guess we trashed Ian from Cheap Girls' house once. So
well, the Snips did.
Well, yeah.
Well, we were kinda there. We kind of started it off.
To be honest, he was kind of trashing.
It's true.
How do you expect your livers to last?
I don't.
No?
Well, by the time we get older and our livers start to deteriorate, it'll be the future.
It'll be robot livers and stuff.
Yeah. We'll have to worry about that stuff.
That's true,
So how are we just
instead of getting paid, you just get a liver transplant every year.
Yeah, we could try.
See if we can get musical grants for getting new livers.
See, the thing is, though, if you have a robotic liver, you think you have to drink, like, robotic booze?
That'd be gross. It's gonna be the future, man. Who knows?
That's true.
Who knows?
Can't tell.
Talk to James Cameron about that. I don't know.
You guys have 3 months off over the winter, through December 2010 and into 2011. It was the longest time you guys have had off since you started playing together, is that right?
Not since we've been playing together, but it's the longest amount of time we've had off from tour since we were writing The Great Awake.
Ah, really?
And we were home doing that for about 6 months, I think. Like, we were still touring back then, but not as hard, obviously. Once we signed to Fat, we started basically spending 8 to 9 months on average of the year on tour, I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah, last year we did 10 months of the year, basically. Mm-hmm. So last year was pretty crazy. It was great, but I think after that we were all like, all right, let's hang out for a little while. We had a tour in the UK booked in February too, and it was postponed, unfortunately, for circumstances we couldn't really control. So I guess that also, you know, obviously added to the amount of time we were at home for.
Mm-hmm.
But now we're out again.
Going back into the UK to replace
We're going to the UK and Europe middle of August for about a month or so. So we'll be back there then with the same bands we were supposed to do the tour with originally.
Mm-hmm.
We're the Arteries.
Wales, right?
Yeah, they're awesome. They're mm-hmm. one of the best bands I've heard of in the last couple of years. We played them in London 2 years ago or something like that, and like we were all watching them, and my jaw just dropped. Mm-hmm. We never met the guys before. I'd heard of the band, never heard the songs, checked them out live. Incredible, and we hit it off so well.
Right.
Like that night, we went out and had a dance party and almost got in a bar fight. It was cool. We were on the same team.
Right.
So I should clarify that.
When you guys had that break and spent time with friends and family and took a well-deserved break, do you think that you guys have some new goals and ideas for this year, or like things that you want to come up with in your music as well?
We were writing a lot. We've been writing a lot of new songs, and we're not going to rush anything. We also have like a couple things in the works for this year, like small releases and stuff, not like a record, like an LP I should say or anything, but we were able to like hang out and write. It's tough to write on tour for us. It's easy to write like a riff, obviously, or like it's easy to put an idea down, but to actually like try to sit around and write a song, it takes, on tour it seems like it takes a lot more time.
It's better to sit down when you're not
playing. Yeah, just like I feel like the four of us get into a better headspace when we're home, and like once we write 1-2 songs, 3 or 4 songs, like 5 or 6, you know, it kind of just comes out after a while.
Right.
Yeah. I think we have to be home for us to like be in that spot mentally.
Yeah.
Filthy Habits.
have like a central spot where you guys meet up? And
yeah, we jam at Paul's parents.
Reeks like onions.
Reeks like onions. The old banana factory. yeah, it's like the east end of Toronto, or the west end of Toronto, and yeah, it's pretty cool. We like to jam late, so we can't really jam before 4 o'clock anyway. So it's nice. Mm-hmm. We jam pretty late usually.
Yeah. Awesome. So Cavalcade was released about a year ago. I know.
I hate it.
It's so fun. It's one of my favorite top albums, as well as countless other reviewers and interviewers and music people. So congratulations on that. Because it's been a huge success and it's been out and you've heard the reactions and it's been a year, if you could go back and do anything differently with that album, now that you've heard all the reviews from everyone and feedback, would you go back and change a few things?
I don't think we concentrate on that too much. You know? If we did something wrong or something, then there's always
move forward.
Yeah. Right?
Do you have any ideas that didn't make it that you definitely want to put on the next album?
Yeah, we have some songs. Maybe not for the next album, but we're big fans of 7-inches and EPs and whatnot, so all the songs that got left off of there are probably going to make it onto a 7-inch one day.
And we were also, like, there are at least one song we were working on, like, the writing of when we were recording Cavalcade, and we kind of wrapped up recording, and I think it's at least one song we're still going to, like, kind of hash out and hopefully have for the next record. But there are a couple of songs kicking around still that we recorded for that album and didn't make it, so we'll put those out at some point this year on something.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
What was your mindset when you entered the studio last year to record those songs?
Scattered as hell, probably. Yeah. We did it in between tour. Basically, we did it in two big chunks, and we did the first chunk, thought it was going to come out in the fall, went on tour, came home, kept working on it. Fat Mike came up to work on some songs with us. And then it was cool in the end. It worked out great. Obviously, we were super proud of it, but, like, that was such a stressful way to do it.
So it's pretty stressful, but in a way,
it fits for what the record's about.
Yeah. Beneficiary, because we got to sit on those songs for a while, too, and then, you know, kind of have a second listen to them. Not a lot of bands get that chance, so that's pretty cool. I think most of the songs that we wrote last minute made the record, too.
So. Yeah, I think we wrote 4 songs while we were on tour, like, between the chunks of recording, and 3 of those songs made the record. So it was a good thing in the end. I feel like at least my headspace almost the entire time we were recording was like really scattered.
Mm-hmm.
But we did it in kind of a weird way too. We were trying to do like a song a day kind of thing. We record everything together. Everything was isolated, but everyone would be playing together. So if anyone kind of screwed anything up, we could just redo that part. And then I'd do the vocals at night. And it got we did shows while we were recording.
Why did you look at me when you said screwed parts up?
It's just a habit after all these years. We did shows during the first chunk, and I blew my voice out, so that kind of sucked and all this, you know what I mean? But I don't know, we did some things a little strangely perhaps while recording the record, but we kind of did all we had to do. It still turned out great, I think. Yeah, we're still stoked on it.
When you guys, are you the main, you're the main songwriter, are you not?
Not really. I mean, I feel like certain...
We'll collectively sit there and put together some parts. Chris is the main...
The lyrics.
Yeah. Sometimes, one person will bring a whole idea, arrangement-wise, to the table, but more often than not, we usually just kick it all together and write stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you guys ever pursue writing outside of writing songs? Do you write other things?
Well, Charlie Sheen's a big hero of mine, and from that show, 2.5 Men, he writes jingles. I think that'd be fun.
Yeah. Well, so what Scott's leaving out, he's very, modest and humble, is that Charlie Sheen has actually approached Scott about writing his biography for him. And Scott...
I'm putting it into a jingle.
Yeah, exactly. It's going to be a really long jingle.
Really?
Yeah, it's going to be... No.
April Fool's.
Charlie Sheen's crazy, though.
Yeah, he's pretty nuts. I don't know, Chris. You know
what he is. I'll write stuff from time to time. Just, about the world and how I perceive it. You know what I mean? That's all I can do. One little grain and a big beach of sand, dude. I don't know. I've been busy with other stuff, though. We've been writing and, doing design stuff in my spare time. So, the regular just writing, I guess, is kind of taking a backseat. But I do like that, though, every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I guess I've written our tour blogs for years, and that's always really fun. Now that technology has intervened, we can film stuff. But I've been doing both, I guess, on this tour, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
busy.
A little film and a little blogging.
Fucking busy. Yeah, pretty much.
Do you find that the writing process has gotten harder for you, or because you've been doing it for so long, it just kind of flows out when you need to write?
I don't know. I think it depends. In a way, like I said earlier, once we get into a headspace, it kind of just starts to come out. That, I think, has become like a more rapid pace. But we didn't really try to write any songs for... we wrote stuff in our spare time.
I guess it's... it gets more difficult to find, to write things that are more, like, get as interesting and keep the ball rolling pretty
much. You don't want to write the same thing twice.
Yeah.
Yeah, or, like, use all the same chords over and over and over and over again.
We never really get stuck too long.
No. I mean, like, before we started writing these songs, like, we were all writing ideas and stuff. We really hadn't, like, gotten together, sat down, and we're like, let's write songs, let's work on that instead of practicing old songs.
Mm-hmm.
I think it had been like a year, probably. I mean, like, because we were on tour the whole year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know. It's tough to say.
Yeah.
I'm really hungover right now.
I think we all are.
Banner.
How would you say you've grown since your first full length came out, personally and with the band?
I think I grew up.
Personally, I grew about a foot.
Yeah.
Well, I think I shrunk a bit too.
Yeah, you shrunk a bit for sure.
It's big. John grew a beard.
John grew a huge beard.
It's pretty big.
It's very big.
It's pretty epic.
Show us your beard, John. Show the people at home your beard. There it is.
We all kind of grew beer bellies.
I don't think any of you have beer bellies.
Oh, John actually doesn't have a beer belly. We all of us do, yeah. Other than John.
A little pooch.
Yeah.
Just a little pooch.
Oh yeah.
Same area for keep story.
I feel like we've been able to pick up on...
Definitely matured a lot.
Yeah, definitely as people matured a lot, you know, like, no more dick and fart jokes for us, you know what I mean? Well, there's probably still some of that going around, but we've been able to, like, kind of see how we've grown as musicians, and we've all known each other for our entire lives, basically, so that's pretty cool to see, like, all of us evolve as musicians and as a band together, you know? Mm-hmm. It's always been the same four guys, which mm-hmm. has been cool.
It's pretty exciting, guys, have stayed together for so long.
I don't think so. Just kidding. Yeah, it's been cool. Like, that's, like, I think my favorite part is, like, obviously getting it, being able to do what we do and, like, see these places we see and stuff like that. Make the friends we have. It's been great. But, like, it's cool to know that it's always been the four of us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I like
it's
that.
It's cool now, too, that once we get a bit older and need some press photos, we can just take ones from when we were 14.
Exactly.
Same guys still.
Yeah,
you know?
Pretty much.
So shopping a beard, right?
Big old goat beard.
What's your favorite thing about touring Canada compared to anywhere else?
The really long drives. No, they're not that bad. They're beautiful, though. For the most part.
The prairies are pretty awesome.
Driving the prairies sucks. Yeah. I feel like the crowds are just crazier in Canada.
Yeah.
We feel
more at home.
Yeah.
They have Tim Hortons coffee everywhere.
Everywhere. Every corner.
Every corner.
Poke it to my veins, man. Yeah, I feel like after a while, like, because we get asked the questions of, like, how does Canada differ from the U.S. and stuff. I think after a while it all blends together.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, this specific tour, there was you could definitely notice the difference
when
we got into Vancouver. Like, that first show we did in Canada on this tour was pretty nuts. So I guess, I don't know, it depends on how the last time we were in that city, maybe, I don't know. But for the most part, people are just crazy up here. It's awesome. At least in Western Canada.
It's pretty awesome having it.
Yeah.
And there's two more shows tonight. You have an All Ages show and a later show, 18 out. So that's pretty awesome. How did you guys learn to tour smarter?
Well, we haven't totally. We're still trying to learn how to tour smarter. I don't know. Like, I think a lot of people don't understand the amount of effort and uncertainty and just money that goes into, like, touring. Do you know what I mean? Like, I think a lot of kids that get into music, like, and I mean, I'm not saying this is a really negative thing because I was the same way when I was a kid before we started the band. You don't get it. And, like, a lot of people don't realize that you have to spend a lot of your own money to do the touring thing. And I feel like there was a while there where we were kind of wasting a lot of time and a lot of money on weird things, and it would take me so long to explain it. But A, because I'm awful at explaining things. But there are a lot of things that people don't realize about touring that have to go into it. And I think we've, in the last few years, we've, figured some of those things out.
It's still pretty easy to get broke on tour, though.
Yeah. But,
stay broke on tour.
But over the years, we've been able to, hone in on certain things and, make smarter decisions. And I don't know. Really just, I mean, this year we're touring a bit less, but that's only because we toured 10 months last year.
Solid last year, really.
It was pretty wild. Yeah, it was great. I just, there were a lot of times we were kind of crisscrossing back the same spot, over and over and over and over and over again. And I feel like maybe now we could wait a little longer. You know what I mean? We had that mentality. We're going to go there once, and we're going to go back, and we're going to go back again and again and again and again, and people won't be able to forget us and all this stuff. And it works. Bands have to do that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's the thing, is you have to keep it in motion.
Totally. And we had to do that. And maybe we still do, but at least for right now, we're going to see what it's like to not do that for a bit and then see what happens.
Pretty much. We'll still tour.
Do you still want to, are you wanting to maybe scale back your tour? So instead of doing a 9 or 10 months of touring almost straight, do you want to sort of break it off into chunks?
Spread it out.
6 8 weeks here and there, and then take a month off.
I mean, that's what we're trying. This is all just relative to this year because we want to write a new album and stuff. So I think, that's what we're going to do this year, is spread it out more. Still do all the shows we want to do, play all the places we want to play, but also have that time to write and stuff like that, rather than just be all scatterbrains and try to write a record on tour and then put it out and it sucks, you know what I mean, get all this stupid shit in your head. So basically for our own sanity, just spread it out and make a pretty rad year out of it.
It's awesome.
407.
Suffering for inadequacies that help destroy what you preach. Your decadence is at arm's reach. I tear these walls down with one scream. Your life's in ruins, and it's all because of me. I'm
guys have played the Fest in Florida in the past, and you guys are going back again this year. Congratulations with that.
What year is this in a row now?
Fifth year.
Five out of ten.
Yeah.
Done.
50-50. Done.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have a favorite story to share about the experience of the Fest?
Fest is such a blurry weekend, usually.
We saw Painted Black playing in an apartment building.
And we saw them play on the back of a truck.
They always do the coolest shit.
At the back of a truck?
Yeah, they played the back of like a Ryder truck or like a budget truck or whatever. Like for 2 seconds and then the power cut out.
We played like a warehouse when we were super drunk in the middle of the night, and these kids made us try to play The Decline.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we might have played...
I think we played like 3/4 of it.
Yeah, but not well.
No, definitely, at all. Definitely not well.
Everyone was just so stoked and singing along so loud that no one really noticed.
Yeah, so. No one really noticed that we left that huge chunk out of the middle.
Everyone was too drunk.
Yeah, the Fest is cool for that kind of stuff. It's just like all your favorite bands and all the bands all the bands we've like, you know, become friends with after being fans of and stuff like that. And like, it's really like a rad reunion of sorts every year. And it like gets better and better every year. It gets bigger every year, so it gets crazier every year.
Yeah.
More people. But that's a good thing for them. Like the people running the festival, it's what they want. And Gainesville is just full of rad bars and food and venues. So
Chris is sitting around a lot.
Totally rad.
When people request songs they want to hear that you wrote a long time ago, can you still relate and play those songs today, or would you not play them if they didn't have the same feeling and relevance to you?
Well, we're not going to go up there and be fucking Guns N' Roses pricks and not play songs for kids.
Yeah.
Unless it's been a while since we played them, and it'll be really bad if we try to play it. Yeah. That's the only way we won't do it.
There's still a lot of old songs that we can still play.
Yeah.
So we usually try to. If people are screaming enough, we're not going to do it. You know, we can't ignore that.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, I mean, as far as relevance goes, like, they're still relevant to us. Like, we're still proud of them and everything. But yeah, like, I guess certain older songs, like, if we haven't played them in a while, they could be pretty dicey. We just try to bust them out every once in a while. So
if you want to see those songs, come to the Fest and we'll get really drunk and then do it.
In the warehouse.
Really pour it in the warehouse, yeah.
What are your thoughts on the current state of punk music, and how do you think the punk community has evolved in the past little while? It's definitely changing again. I think it's coming up.
I'm actually more kind of into the whole hip-hop scene, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's a punk rock
scene. You like dubstep and trance and all that stuff too, right? So pretty much, yeah. Way-ho. Yeah.
Well, if you like Charlie Sheen, then you know the dubstep Charlie Sheen song.
No, I don't.
You don't?
You don't know
that? Oh, is that the auto-tune one?
Yeah.
Hey, wait.
No.
I have it on LinkedIn, but my phone's all the way on the other side of the room.
I kind of feel like a lot of people think that that others forgot about punk rock in the sense of like, oh, well, like Warped Tour changed and it's pop bands now and like hardcore bands and stuff. It's not like punk rock anymore. But it doesn't really mean that punk rock music like went anywhere. You know, it just means that like things like Warped Tour and like bigger festivals that are like, you know, I guess they appeal to more people than punk in general. They just have to do that because like punk bands don't sell tickets anymore. You know what I mean? Like, because people that loved punk grew up a little bit, or like these days, like hardly anyone has much money anyways. Do you know what I mean? So like, I guess in that sense, like I feel like some people think like a lot of others forgot about the music, but it's still there. Like, there's still rad bands coming out all the time. Like a band that we met recently that are super awesome, really rad, are the Menzingers. That band's great. So good. Yeah, and they tour so much. I think they'll be huge, for real. Like, they're so good.
The Menzingers?
Yeah, I think they'll be pretty big. I don't know. I mean...
So there's still wicked punk bands. Sorry, rad.
Rad. Super rad punk bands.
Coming out.
It's true.
You know, just gotta look in the right places.
Exactly. They're like, you have to look in different places than, you know, like people in the 90s, like skate punk world were used to looking at. Like, I feel like that world is kind of on its way out in a way, possibly. Like, it doesn't have to be, but I just feel like a lot of people are starting to, like, fall off of it, and I don't know. Things are changing, but yeah, you just gotta look different spots.
Yep.
Rad.
Okay, we're heavy metal, okay? Heavy metal! Participants with no word of consequence. Burning ears are everywhere. The luminous smell of flesh. You're talking shit. The cold hearted abandonment. Well, I can handle it. I'm so
What's one band that challenges you to go out and become a better musician? When you see a band and you're like, holy fuck, that's
there's
awesome. I totally,
lot,
it makes
yeah.
me feel so good.
I'd say a Wilhelm Scream probably, 100%. Yeah, 100%. Those guys are animals.
Put on an awesome show. They're all great musicians and they write great songs.
Yeah.
They tour a lot.
I can't believe like Trevor and Mike and Brian can just do all that tapping craziness, like while they're singing and like telling jokes to each other while they're like, I'm just using one hand, dude. Like, oh man, it's so crazy. Yeah, it really stokes me out watching those guys play.
Do you have any rock and roll stories or things that have happened recently that you can share with us?
Not really.
We're not very rock and roll.
There was a rave at our show in Oakland. And
bust out the glow sticks.
That was the most rock and roll thing I've ever done. Was not bust out the glow sticks. Not put on a cane necklace.
People offered me a lot of ecstasy and K, and I said no.
So we're pretty rock and roll. There were people in pink fuzzy Viking helmets, and
everyone
that was just really weird.
Really happy.
It was really weird. It was so easy to tell who was there for the rave and who was there for the show.
Yeah.
For some reason, you could get into either from either the show or the rave. It was kind of weird, but it wasn't very rock and roll.
No,
not that much.
No.
It was not very rock and roll.
I went to a show once, and it was a garage punk band from Saskatchewan that were playing, and it was super awesome. And literally, as soon as the set was done, they pulled the DJs up on stage within like 3 minutes. It was like
Full on dance party
96.
That was like almost every show we played in Australia.
And they were still unloading their gear. It was the funniest thing.
That's weird. Yeah, almost every show we did in Australia last year was like that. Like our show would finish and then it would be like a straight up dance party like immediately after.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, everyone's always looking for an after party, you know?
Right.
An after party to them.
That's
know?
True. Mm-hmm. That's true.
Yeah.
Roll it all in one.
Line of dancing shoes, you know?
I'd love to play more shows with raves in them.
Yeah, me too.
No, I wouldn't. No, I wouldn't. That's a lie.
Shout out to any Canadian bands.
All of them.
Nope.
All of them.
Nope.
No shout outs to
me. Living the Lions have a new record coming. I've only heard a couple songs, but it's probably going to be amazing.
Holy shit's
going
to be pretty good. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Holy shit. The Snips are rad. They're some of our best friends.
Carpenter's pretty rad.
Carpenter's great. What else? Who else is kicking? Junior Battles seem to be doing pretty well for themselves these days.
Black mm-hmm. Lungs.
Those dicks.
Yeah,
they're great.
Fucking losers.
Yeah,
Black Lungs are awesome.
Black Lungs are awesome, yeah. Our friend Patrick from Hostage Life is playing with them now, and it's like a whole like band now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. It's really, really, really great. I would even go as far as to say it's rad. What other bands are kicking around? Mockingbird, Wish Me Luck, and Wayfarer are two really, really great bands from like the kind of Guelph, Toronto, Waterloo, Kitchener area.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, dude.
That's a pretty good answer.
That's a pretty good answer.
Yeah.
It's fully. It's good. Any final words?
Rad.
I need coffee.
Oh, yeah. And tell us again, what are your plans for late spring or early summer with festivals? Can you tell us confirmed dates on any?
After this tour, we're doing like a weekend in May with Anti-Flag in the U.S., and then we do a week in June in the U.S. Then we're doing, what are we doing? London, Ontario with Hot Water Music, Toronto with Bouncing Souls, Anti-Flag, and then
Montebello
with like the Souls, NOFX.
Lamb of God.
They're playing the other day. Bummer. Bummer. I know. Such a bummer.
Fuck. That's not rad.
Hate Breeder playing our day. I think Under Oath are playing our day.
Just a bunch of great bands here.
Yeah, it should be cool.
A bunch of rad bands.
Super rad. After that, I don't know. I think July it's pretty quiet. Then we go to Europe in August. So.
Sweet.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Those are our plans.
They can find you guys on theflatliners.com, MySpace, Facebook, all those wonderful things.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent, excellent things.
Yes.
Yeah.
Where you can find us at the show.
What?
Or they can find us at a concert.
You said it so quickly.
Well, you know.
There you are.
Don't have time to wait twice.
Well, thanks very much for speaking with us today.
Nice.
I shouldn't say tonight, it's today. So it's been a pleasure, and enjoy the rest of the tour.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Wrapping it all up, the Flatliners with He Was a Jazz Man.
Thanks.